13 governments now hold 26.8B in Bitcoin, US in the lead. 13 governments hold a combined 26.8 billion in Bitcoin, according to Bitwise data circulated by Coin Bureau on August 6, 2026. The United States sits at the top of that list, ahead of every other sovereign holder tracked in the tally. The figure lands with Bitcoin trading at $64,629, up 0.8% over the prior 24 hours as of August 6, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index reading 39, or fear. So the headline is not about a price spike. It is about how much of the supply has quietly settled onto government balance sheets and where it came from. The number behind the headline, Bitwise's count, puts the sovereign total at $26.8 billion across 13 governments. That is the dollar value at current prices, which means the balance moves with the market every day. A 10% drop in Bitcoin would shave close to $2.7 billion off the combined position, without a single coin changing hands. The US lead is the part worth pausing on. American holdings are dominated by seizures rather than deliberate treasury purchases. Coins recovered from the Silk Road case and the Bitfinex hack account for the bulk of what the government controls. That distinction matters. A reserve assembled through law enforcement is a byproduct of prosecutions, not a monetary strategy. It still shows up as a reserve on any tracker, but the intent behind it is different from a country that decides to buy Bitcoin with public funds. Seizure stacks versus strategic buys. Most of the sovereign Bitcoin in circulation was never bought on an exchange. It was confiscated. That shapes how these holdings behave. Seized coins can be sold under court order or auction schedules, which introduces supply that the market does not always anticipate. The U.S. Marshals Service has auctioned seized Bitcoin before, and each disposal is a policy choice rather than a trading signal. A smaller set of governments has taken the opposite route. El Salvador built its position by buying Bitcoin directly and holding it as a declared reserve asset, the clearest example of a state treating the coin as a strategic holding rather than evidence in a case file. The gap between those two approaches, forfeiture stacks on one side and deliberate accumulation on the other, is the real story inside the $26.8 billion. Government holdings and the self-custody argument. For anyone spending crypto day to day, the sovereign tally is a reminder of a design question that never goes away. Who actually holds the keys? Government reserves are the most extreme version of custody by a third party, coins controlled by an institution that answers to no account holder. Retail users face a milder version of the same choice every time they pick between a custodial provider and a wallet they control themselves. That choice runs straight through the crypto card market. Custodial card programs hold user balances on the company's books, which means a provider's solvency and its willingness to release funds sits between you and your money. The FTX and Wirex history is the reference point here. Self-custody card options that let you spend from your own wallet remove that middle layer at the cost of putting key management on the user. Neither model is free. The sovereign holdings just make the custody spectrum easier to see. At one end, a national treasury, at the other, a seed phrase only you hold. The connection to spending is indirect but real. Governments accumulating Bitcoin, whether by seizure or purchase, tightens the narrative that the asset is here to stay, which is the same narrative that keeps crypto card programs building rails to spend it. A reserve held in a vault does nothing for a merchant. A balance in a wallet linked to a card does.